Another prescription cost is capped. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. With inflation cooling but still elevated, President Biden is highlighting a continued effort to lower costs, focusing today on health care.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices. Higher prices than anywhere in the world.
Alongside independent Senator Bernie Sanders announcing successful negotiations on costs for inhalers.
After talking to the CEOs of the four major inhaler manufacturers, three of them have made a commitment to cap the cost of all of their brand name inhalers.
Out-of-pocket costs will be capped at $35. This follows limits on insulin costs, as the president continues to argue his policies are giving Americans some breathing room despite persistently low poll numbers for him on the economy. The White House again reaffirming support for Israel's right to defend itself. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says they are living next to a genocidal threat and that the U.S. will continue to support their fight to eliminate Hamas. However, he's also emphasizing the president's frustration with civilian deaths and saying Israel hasn't done enough to prevent them after the deadly airstrike on a food aid convoy in Gaza. A deadly storm system still on the march.
Cleanup continues from Kentucky to Atlanta, Missouri to the Ohio Valley from a series of tornadoes Monday and Tuesday.
I've never seen nothing like it. And debris everywhere. I mean, it's like a mile down the road.
She's in Kankakee County, Illinois, tens of thousands without power in more than a dozen states, with the crosshairs of heavy rain and severe thunderstorms now focused on the I-95 corridor, with flood warnings from West Virginia to Philly and New York. Several inches of rain expected, with possible damaging winds and hail.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, blizzard warnings in Upper Michigan. In Taiwan, a search through collapsed buildings continues after an earthquake that killed at least 9 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Republicans aim to protect free speech on college campuses.
The Students' Bill of Rights Act of 2024 would require transparency in how student and security fees are distributed to eliminate any political bias, along with protection for campus speakers and alternative options for student groups that don't have faculty sponsors, something Indiana Congresswoman Erin Houchin, who introduced the bill, believes some conservative student groups have struggled to find.
All student groups would have equal opportunity to exist, regardless of whether they have a faculty sponsor or not, giving them a different option to organize.
The bill, which is included in the Respecting the First Amendment on Campus Act, still needs to pass the House and Senate. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Unexpected surgery for one member of Congress, now diagnosed with an artery condition.
In a statement, Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's staff says doctors found an acute blood clot in the Congresswoman's leg. Surgery was performed to remove the clot and insert a stent. Boebert was also diagnosed with May-Thurner syndrome. It's considered a vascular condition where an artery compresses a pelvic vein that ends up blocking blood flow. In the statement, Boebert thanked Dr. Rebecca Bade and the team at UC Health Medical Center of the Rockies for their care and for providing insight on her vascular diagnosis. Boebert is running for another congressional term, but not for her current 3rd District seat, instead opting to run in the 4th District, the seat Republican Ken Buck just left vacant.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Fed chief speaks, and he's signaling a rate cut is still likely later this year. Jay Powell, in a speech at Stanford University, says recent economic reports don't materially change the overall picture. A recent pickup in inflation has led to renewed concern about rate cut timing on Wall Street. So far, no big market reaction to Powell's words. The Dow is up 54 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.